السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected علماء, my respected elders and dear brothers and our young friends, with the grace and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us an opportunity once again to present ourselves in the best of places, on the best of days, and at the best of time, the day of Jumu'ah, the masjid. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity and the ability and the guidance to sit in His ita'at and His obedience. These are all acts that we should be constantly and repeatedly grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat for, because it is only on account of the guidance of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the help of Allah, and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that we are able to achieve these things. The verses that have been recited are the last two verses of Surah Tawbah in the Quran Sharif, which appears in the 11th juz and the 11th para of the Quran. And according to the majority of the commentators of the Noble Quran, these are the last two verses of the revelation. After these two verses, no further verses of the Quran were revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam until his demise. These verses are often heard in the salah and they are often recited, and also they have a special virtue that has been accorded to them, and that virtue, according to Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, a commentator of the Quran, he says that a person who recites these last two verses, laqad ja'akum, till the end, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on account of his recitation of these verses three times in the morning and three times in the evening, Allah will create ease in all his affairs. So these are established and authentic prescriptions, formulas, guidance that Allah Rabbul Izzat through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakat and the blessings of the Quran, has given to us for our practice. And we should try to bring these things into our daily routine, our recitation, our ma'amul, and our practices of the day and the night, so that with conviction we can reap the benefits from these verses and from these prescriptions and formulas. My dear friends, it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, and in this month, particularly more than other months, we are reminded of the great seerah of our beloved master and our leader Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a heightened degree of consciousness among many about the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about our relationship, our nisbat, our connection with him, and therefore we should exploit and try to use any opportunity and every opportunity that will enhance our understanding, our recognition, our realization of this great ni'mat and bounty and boon that Allah has given us, and that is this nisbat and connection and relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because without it, a person is deprived of perhaps the greatest favor that Allah can bestow upon any person, and that is to be a follower, to be a lover, to be a loyal, faithful servant and slave of the Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have to look at this verse, we'll look at the one part of it, the first part of it mainly, because that is where a very strong and profound and powerful message resides. And that is, Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that this Rasul and Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has come to you, has been sent to you from yourselves, from your very own land and from your own lineage. And what are his outstanding and most remarkable features and qualities? Among the many, many qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what were the things that were so outstanding that made him rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to the entire universe, that made him Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, that made him the leader of all the Anbiya and the messengers, that gave him all those sifat and all those qualities, and that is Azizun alayhi ma anittu. That whatever afflicted his followers, what difficulty came to the companions, and that would come to any follower of his till the day of Qiyamah, he had a great amount of worry and concern within himself regarding this. He had a special place and a special concern for each and every person, each and every companion, and each and every follower. Anything that pained us, that pained me, that pained you, will pain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something, my dear friends, it is a very special quality. It is a very remarkable quality in a person. For a person to be concerned and to be worried about the pain of another person. Generally, a human being is centered around his own concerns, his own worries, his own tribulations and challenges. But for a person to deal with his own lot and then to extend compassion and mercy and concern to another person or to others, this is something which is one of the most outstanding features of the Sunnah and the Seerah and the example of our beloved Master and our leader Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we look at the Seerah and we study it closely, we will find that a large part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spent in consoling others, in motivating others, in easing the pain of others, in helping others, in guiding others, and in giving others hope, and in giving others love and compassion and affection. And this is something really in the world today, my dear. If we have to look around the world is in pain, the world is in suffering. But how much of love is there? How much of compassion is there? How much of affection is there? And therefore we find that to live the Sunnah and the Seerah in today's time, it will make a person become likable. It will give a person a very, it will make a person someone who becomes easily acceptable and likable to others by projection of this very great Sunnah, and that is the Sunnah to be concerned and worried about others. When we look at a few examples from the Sunnah itself, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his very physical action, the way in which he interacted with his companions and his close friends, his Sahaba, was such that he had embraced them in a way that gave them a complete type of conviction for their life. So if we look at the example of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, a young Sahabi, he narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced me with such love. He brought his chest to my chest. He brought his heart to my heart. And he made dua for me. That, oh Allah, guide this young man. Give him knowledge. Keep him steadfast. Keep him firm. And the Sahabi says that from that point onwards, Allah had imbued me with such wisdom, such understanding, such knowledge, such guidance, that for the rest of my life I remained empowered. I was a person of courage. I was able to become one of the greatest companions as far as knowledge, in terms of knowledge is concerned. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala is known as the greatest commentator of the Quran. He became an expert in the tafsir and the commentary of the Quran by virtue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's transmission of love and knowledge to him. And this is a very important point, my dear friends, for us to reflect over. That love is something which is a transmission. affection, attention, kindness, generosity, these are all qualities in sifat which are transmitted to others. One is for a person to be a teacher, to be an employer, to be a businessman, to be in whatever capacity, a practitioner, and for him to practice and do whatever he is doing. That is academic, it is theory. Many people can achieve that. But to reach people, to influence people, to affect a person in a manner that that person can develop himself to the potential that Allah has kept in that person, that is something which is really an achievement. And that is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought to talk, to teach us. They say, before you teach a person, you must reach a person. As an employer, before you exact service from that person and you take hard work from him, you must be able to influence him, you must be able to reach him. And in every profession that can be applied. And when we reach the potential of that person, when we reach the heart of that person, and we have developed a bond of reliance and a bond of understanding and a bond of trust, then we will see loyalty, faithfulness, and all of these qualities that will flow from that person. So this great sunnah that Nabi Kareem is giving it very smart terminology, they call it emotional intelligence. Today if you look at the net and in conventions and conferences around the world, they speak about the ability to have emotional intelligence. And the emotional intelligence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to be able to influence people. And to be able to influence people, a first person first has to believe in himself. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ It is on account of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made you, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pliable. You are soft and gentle. And we find that the sahaba and the companions and the people were attracted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ Had you been harsh and crude and dismissive, لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ They would have dispersed. They would have went elsewhere. Therefore, we find the Quran Sharif gives us such principles, my dear friends, and such formulas, that if they are just applied in our daily life, in our walk and talk today, at home, on the road, on the street, in the masjid, in our businesses, in our practices, whilst driving, wherever we are, if we adopt these golden formulas, we will find a very big change in our own lives and also in the lives of those people who we influence. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِ Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem that take to this very important quality of afw, have the capacity and the ability to tolerate people. And by encouraging tolerance and resistance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that people are different. Everyone is wired differently. Different temperaments. No two people are the same. And therefore you will have to develop the capacity and the emotional ability to tolerate the different strains of people. And when you are able to tolerate people, then you will be able to lead and influence people. And these are all the principles of love and attention and affection and compassion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught the Sahaba. We look at the example of a Sahabi, Miqdad bin Milhan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes his Mubarak hands and places it on his face. Look at the link, look at the bond, look at the affection, look at the emotional intelligence that is being applied here. They say that the face of the Sahabi became so bright that it used to reflect like a mirror. To the extent that his companions and his friends could see their own image in his face. to the extent that they say when the Sahabi had passed away, after his soul had left his body, those who were around him could see the reflection. The example of Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds the young man's hand. And he tells him, "Oh Muaz, I love you." Expression of emotion, giving of love, transmission. This is what our relationships lack today. We've done appliances and apps and everything to try to fill the vacuum. But that which has effect and that which is the most powerful things that's supposed to bond our relationships, those things are missing. So the Muslim holds the Sahabi's hands and tells him that after every salah, he tells him, "I love you." And he says, if you want to sustain this love and you want to meet me at the end, on the day of Qiyamah with this love intact, then recite after every salah, "Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibad." Oh Allah, help me to remember you, help me to be grateful to you, and help me towards acts of virtue and goodness. Help me to be a good virtuous person. And then we can continue taking examples, my dear friends. The example of Miqdad bin Milhan radiallahu ta'ala, or Miqdad bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala. Very famous incident of the Battle of Uhud. He's injured. His eye is protruding. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand on his eye, places it back in his place, and he says that eye never pained thereafter till the end of his life. And it became stronger than the other eye also. The example of Usayd bin Hudayr, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a humorous way, places him, pokes him on the side of his body with his finger, or some narrations say with a stick, while he's being humorous with others. And this is another thing that we lack in our lives and in our community today. The easiness, the lightheartedness, the humor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with his companions and all of these things were part of their life. And then he tells, "Ya Rasulullah, you hurt me." The Nabi of Allah nudges him here. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, you hurt me and I want to take revenge." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Take revenge." He says, "When you nudged me here, you nudged me on my bare body. And you have a upper garment on, so therefore you need to expose your upper garment." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exposes upper garment. And the Sahabi then goes and hugs the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kisses it. And he says, "This is what I wanted to do." Love, attachment, emotion. And this is what the seerah brings to the fore. So, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. That it pained Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what concerned others. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overly concerned. He was really, really concerned and worried, and he had a genuine sense of want for each person. He wanted each person to be able to understand what will be a fulfilling life, what will be a life of success, what will bring a person guidance, and what will bring a person misguidance and also failure. So, harisun alaykum. And this is another quality of the sunnah which we should learn. That just as we wish for ourselves goodness, we wish for ourselves guidance, we wish for ourselves protection. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that a person should love for himself, for others what he loves for himself. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding that the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is multifaceted, it has many dimensions, and it is the universal benchmark for happiness, for contentment, for fulfillment, and for everything that people are seeking for in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the potential in each person to develop himself within the attributes of compassion, of affection, of love, of concern for others. And when these aspects are groomed and developed and brought within a person, then we will find that inshallah ta'ala, a person will be able to be influential. And as I said, to be able to be influential, a person first has to have self-belief. If you cannot believe in yourself, and a person is unstable as far as his own emotions are concerned, a person is not going to be able to influence the emotions of others. A person is not going to be able to lead others. A person is not going to be effective in whatever work he does. A person may teach, he may make money, he may run a successful business, but it will be limited to the external manifestation or the external success of that particular aspect. and he would not be able to then influence the heart and the feelings and the minds of people. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in this time of Rabiul Awwal, when we have a sense of closeness or a sense of awareness of the Sunnah, let us try to study the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us try and open a book of Seerah. Let us read the Hulya of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the external attributes, the internal attributes, and in that way develop ourselves through his excellent example. And through developing ourselves, inshallah, we'll be able to influence the life of others. And in that way, we will fulfill the desire and the dreams of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he had for each and every one of us and for his ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.